Say he hadn't done that. Picture what would happen. 2 months pass, 3 months pass. Can't you see him? He gets a new roommate. He's in a new dorm. He makes a few friends, having weathered the storm of that farce in the fall in the Davidson dorm. He majors in music and loves when he gets to perform. One cold afternoon, he walks with a junior who plays the bassoon. And the day may be cold, but the boys are immune and bursting with laughter at tales of a joke named a rune. As they carry their cases and trade points of view, the violin rocks, the bassoon sway in two, and all the unsolvable things he went through fade like the hasty conclusions he drew. What if the hourglass held some more sand? What if there's more that the soul could withstand? Tyler would live in this alternate land, and maybe his friend would say Tyler and reach for his hand.
Okay, a new roommate, a new major, but hey, what your crystal ball can't see, we are who we are, and we end up stuck there, end up stuck there. And he walks with a boy, but the boy plays the flute. Flute boy's yelling while Tyler is mute. He's spiraling down by his usual route. And just as he felt in September, the pain's absolute.
But the thing in the fall was a smack with an axe, the straw that just broke the kid's back, so he cracks.
Straws have been known to break camels' backs, but sometimes there's something the camel just lacks. Anyone there? Uh-oh. Okay, say that we alter the story a smidge. Say what you will, but the story still ends on the bridge.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
The story still ends on the bridge.
Who are you anyway?
The story still ends on the bridge.